episode 84 of Game Over Nation. I am your boss, Javi Rodriguez.
What?
With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, guys. I am not the boss.
So if we were watching the show, who's the boss? It would not be Ryan.
You are not the Tony Danza.
He's the boss. I'm the boss hog.
The boss. So you're Billy Bob Thornton.
Sales associate Gabe Philbin.
Oh, I got an upgrade?
And guy who just hangs around the store, Dylan Roush.
Yo!
He sells drugs to the kids outside.
Are all of a sudden we the cast of, like, Clerks or something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
also,
that's exactly.
I'm interested to see where this episode's going to go, because before we started recording, Javi said, what are we talking about? And Gabe said, I got this. Oh, all right. He did not care to enlighten us.
When you leave the new kid who's running on minimum wage in charge, let's see what happens.
Well, minimum wage.
Minimum wage. Yeah.
He's a totally unpaid sales associate.
What's less than minimum wage? Nothing.
$5.15.
$5.15.
Don't worry, Gabe. I ain't making anything either.
Making more than me.
I made a whopping $5.15 an hour at Hot Topic as my first job.
And you worked like 3 hours a week.
Yeah, so I'd get sweet-ass paychecks for $50 or $25 sometimes.
Yay!
It's pretty boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could buy one half t-shirt at Hot Topic.
Well, actually, the discounts were insane. You could buy anything in the store for 50% off.
Jesus.
Yeah,
dude, when I worked at Finish Line, everything was 30% off, which was pretty tight.
You worked at Finish Line?
Yeah.
Is that the shoe store where you guys wear, like, the referee shirts?
No, that's
Foot Locker.
Ah, never mind, then. I was just imagining you wearing, like, a striped shirt. A referee.
No, we just wore, like, navy blue t-shirts.
That's not as awesome, then.
No. Hey, you're boring.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Dummy.
I just had to wear all black.
So this week we're talking about everything. Don't worry about it. Gabe, let's why don't you lead off?
Well, it's been a bit. So GDC happened.
It's been a while.
What he said. And GDC happened, and one of the weirdest things to come out of GDC was Kojima saying Metal Gear Solid 5 and The Phantom Pain and Ground Zeroes are all the same game, and then about 3 hours later someone saying, no, that's not true.
Konami saying no.
Yeah, Konami saying
he's made
no.
A terrible mistake.
So what is real is that Ground Zeroes is a prequel, as it was originally said to be, and Phantom Pain, that stupid freaking trailer we saw at the VGAs, is in fact Metal Gear Solid 5, which everyone pretty much knew at this point, except now we actually know.
That was probably the worst kept secret I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't very well kept.
Well,
except when they announced Google. Except when they announced Google Fiber in Austin tomorrow. That is probably the worst kept secret ever.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's not a bad secret.
No.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. So there's a couple trailers for them. Trailers, as usual, look cool. Like, goddamn, Metal Gear knows how to make things look nice. But it looks like it's so in the same direction Metal Gear's going, which is so not what I want, or I think anybody wants. That's a lie. A lot of people want this.
Please no. Revengeance was silly. I take everything back. It was too silly. Stop right now. Oh.
You see, Kojima, you made Dylan cry.
I watched a Let's Play of Revengeance. I think it was Two Best Friends Play. That game is fucking ridiculous. Jesus goddamn Christ. It's not even entertaining ridiculous. It's just retarded ridiculous. That's
what?
All I gotta say. Like, the absurd... Like, that game is so absurd that I was just, like, shaking my head the whole time. Like, this is stupid.
Oh, Metal Gear Rising?
Yeah.
See, remember... When you're like...
I was really excited for it. I was like, I like how silly Platinum can get. And then I watched the game, and I was like, this is stupid.
It's like really stupid.
Really stupid.
The problem was it was trying to be, like, Metal Gear humorous, instead of platinum humorous, and it was just this weird offbeat. Yeah, it just didn't work. It was just like,
the boss of the, I don't think of platinum games as the studio making me laugh.
No, but you laugh at them, and it's kind of charming. Like, you know, in Vanquish, when you just press L1, you bust out a cigarette when you're undercover, and like in Bayonetta, she goes, "Would you like to touch me?" when you press L1. You know, there's just a lot of weird platinum games.
Sam and Vanquish was just retarded, awesome, cool, stupid, cool.
And then Metal Gear Raiden's is kind of embarrassing, wannabe cool.
The best, I gotta say though, Sam is fucking awesome in Metal Gear Rising. Samurai Sam or whatever. Jetstream Sam.
Samurai Sam. How long did they think of that name?
No, his name is Jetstream Sam. Anyways, and then the boss of the game.
Oh my god, the boss of the game. Fucking Senator from Texas University.
Senator Armstrong.
Yeah.
And he rips off his shirt and just like punches you.
And he starts talking about the economy and about...
And then he talks about nanomachines.
Oh my god. It's amazing. And Raiden's like... the guy starts saying all these crazy, you know... things.
He hugs you. That's where the game should have ended. Hugging you.
Just out of nowhere, the game like starts getting all political, but like completely nonsensical also. And it's just like, what is going on?
It's so dense, so deep.
But seriously though, that game is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun though.
It's
short.
Why
is it so short?
It's a perfect rental. Like that's
it's
the
like
kind
four
of game.
4 hours long.
I would be happy. Going to a Blockbuster, you know.
Yeah.
And paying $5 and playing that over the weekend, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was fun, though. I played the demo, and like I said, I really enjoyed the demo, but that was before the game turned into, like, schlock.
So if you've been holding out for our final verdict on what hack and slash game to pick up, get yourself DMC right now, because DMC is the best, or the better of the two.
I would say don't get either and...
Get Bioshock.
Dylan would say get Bayonetta, probably.
I would say Bayonetta or Devil May Cry 3.
I'd rather get DMC. Ooh, because
it's fine.
Modern graphics.
Bayonetta, though, has probably, I would, in my opinion, the best gameplay from that genre.
Ever.
Well, it's not a very, like... It's basically from Devil May Cry up until now. It's not that long of a history.
Or if you just want something simple and you're really bad at those kind of games, and you just like to look at pretty things, get Enslaved.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Bioshock.
If you want no challenge.
Yeah, all right. Metal Gear Solid 5 looks silly and unfortunate.
Stupid!
But...
And I'm done. Sorry.
I haven't looked at it yet. I liked the concept art where, like, Big Boss has the poncho on and he has a dog. And I was like, yeah! It's gonna be like Snake Eater all over. No, no, it's not! Whoa! Stop it!
You know, it's funny. I was looking at, like, the demonstration they had of the Fox Engine where they're like, this is our conference room at Konami. And then this is our conference room rendered in the Fox Engine. And it looks almost identical. I'm like, that's pretty cool. And then they have, like, they throw in Big Boss in there. And they're like, so he's walking around the environment. And, like, you look at how detailed he is and everything, and it's like, okay, that's cool that it looks so real. But I also, like, it's starting to get to a point where I'm, like, looking at that, and I'm like, man, he looked the best in
Metal Gear Solid 1.
Well, in Metal Gear Solid 1 is pixely block.
No, Snake Eater still looks fantastic to this day.
Well, yeah, I look at Snake Eater and, yeah, it's a PS2 game. It's a video game. You look at it and, of course, that's not realistic at all. But it's, like, stylized. It finds that perfect, like, visually appealing middle ground. It's not that... We're getting closer and closer to that ugly, uncanny valley. And it's like, at what point does realism take away from... How visually pleasing something is, you know.
Yep.
I'm just looking at Big Boss there. I'm like, it's impressive, of course. It's super technically impressive, but I don't know if that's what games need to be.
Yeah. You've got to get them graphics, dog. If you don't have them graphics, then you ain't got a game.
You gotta tune them up. On
you shut
level
the
three.
Fuck
Look,
up,
I'm all for beautiful graphics. Like, perfect example is Bioshock Infinite. Look how beautiful that game looks and how unrealistic it looks. But that doesn't. Yeah. That's great. That's it's better for it.
Does this game have guns? Because if it's bad graphics and no guns, then what are we even playing?
It's like a baby's game.
You have to use your hands?
What?
But no, seriously. I would love if maybe if they changed the controls in Metal Gear 5 to not be so shitty. Because 4 has some pretty shitty controls.
Yeah.
They get more convoluted as the years go by. It's like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, the
Assassin's Creed has
Assassin's
always
Creed
been
and Metal
stupid.
Gear. Our
Assassin's
controls
Creed,
get more convoluted.
No, might have actually gotten better. The first one was fucking god awful.
The first one was awful. Second one's story was awful. I
We're talking about the controls.
That.
We're talking about the controls
talking about
game.
Jackass game. Okay, stop sorry. Bringing in your anger about the story. I get it.
Okay.
We're just talking about how shitty it plays because it does play like shit.
Okay, so, I mean, I can talk about that too.
It's fucking, god damn it. How many fucking things do you need in a game that you, I'm never going to use these hanging hooks to hang a man. I'm just going to go in there and punch a guy to death because there's so much shit I don't even want to fucking bother learning it.
Alright, well, let's move on to probably the bigger thing that happened, like, this year, in that Disney closed LucasArts entirely.
You monsters!
Oh, I don't feel... I don't care.
Yep,
Personally, Basil!
I think it sucks people losing their jobs, that's always not good, but I can't think of really anything that I've played from LucasArts that I'm like, oh, damn.
It was dead already.
Like, LucasArts hasn't really done anything for me.
I have my own reasons to be angry towards that studio and whoever was in charge of the Lucas's games shit. Because they made some fucking dumbass decisions over the years.
Well, I'm wondering... So did what? George Lucas.
The only title that they made, like, not even recently, but the latest title that I had any interest in and saw potential in, but they didn't cash in on it. It was Force Unleashed, the first one.
Right,
and
yeah,
even
that
game
have...
was so buggy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
like, they were so irresponsible with that. That was like a really ripe little seed there. Like, they could have made an amazing franchise right there. Right. And it
was like, it like rewrote part of canon, like, which was awesome.
Oh,
well, and they're like, God. They're like, they didn't take the responsibility to, like, delay it and finish it. Like, they're like, no, just push it out. It works, kind of.
This isn't the first time they've done something like this. They pretty much forced Obsidian to finish Knights of the Old Republic 2 in 18 months. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, it shows.
Yeah, if you aren't familiar, that game is huge.
And to date, yeah. I think it's
like
still...
a Mass Effect, like,
yeah,
huge in scale. Mm.
It could have been bigger. They cut quite a few planets.
Yeah.
If you ever, like, read the interview with Chris Avellone on that game, they cut quite a bit, like entire planets. But to this day, it remains probably the best piece of writing in the entire Star Wars universe, and because it questioned, I guess, the Jedi and the whole Force thing so much, it put everything into, like, question. That George Lucas was like, no, this isn't canon. Because it painted the Jedi as gray instead of, I guess, morally upstanding citizens.
Which would have actually been interesting to put them in a gray area, but
exactly,
like, nope.
That's why I said it's the best piece of Star Wars writing in the entire Star Wars universe. Last good thing that LucasArts did, in my opinion, was Republic Commando.
Was leak footage of Battlefront 3 alpha.
Republic Commando.
That
was
pandemic.
Good.
Pandemic.
And then LucasArts canceled it.
Yeah, but they didn't leak. But they leaked the footage.
I know. I saw that, and so that got me excited for things that could have been. But you know, Republic Commando ends on a. It's a fantastic game. Great game. The entire time, the entire game, it's really good, and it ends on a cliffhanger. And then they never released a sequel. Instead, yeah, we got The Force Unleashed.
You got a sequel to that. So there you go. Oh,
yeah, God. Which just drug it further through the mud. Like, here's a game that was really cool, but super buggy and not handled rightly. Right, so then let's make another game that's equally as buggy and that ruins the story we put together in the first one.
Which was already a bad story in the first place.
Well, I thought the story in the first one was cool.
What?
Yeah, I thought the story in the first one was good. I liked it. I liked that whole premise.
Everybody, keep this in mind. Ryan also likes the story of Assassin's Creed. So, ipso facto, Latin.
Look, I think that Force Unleashed had potential. Like, I like the story. Like, when you look at the plot synopsis, but like the way they did it was just kind of.
Right. Bad writing can make a story seem bad. That's not really that bad, and. I could say that, yeah, they did a bad job of kind of telling it, but the story, the idea, the premise of the story is a good idea. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cool. I thought the idea of rewriting some of the canon like that was a kind of a brave step, but, I mean, yeah, it was handled poorly, and whoever's fault that is, sure, but I still thought it was a cool idea.
Thank you, Ryan.
It's not my fault you guys can't appreciate it.
For good reason.
Like,
no, it's
like,
not your
what?
Fault. It's their fault for making a shitty story.
Oh, no, no.
What was shitty about it? Go ahead.
Your character starts the rebellion after fighting off the Emperor and Vader and winning single-handedly, and then, oh shit, I'm dead. Oh, I don't even. What was his reasons for flip-flopping on the dark side?
I don't know.
I think it was that Vader was gonna, like, was basically using him, was gonna kill him.
No,
what do you expect? It's the fucking dark side, you idiot. You should have learned this.
But how does that make him show he should just say, yep, okay, you're right, it's the dark side, kill me. Like, what?
No, the problem, what made him turn on Vader was that Vader, like, decided that he's going to kill this dude's girlfriend who's that pilot on the Empire. Empire. But, like, they didn't develop a love storyline at all. Like, there's like one line where he flirts with her when she's flying him to the ship, and then all of a sudden, no, you mean everything to me, and it's just really poorly handled. And
oh, wait, there's a poor love story in a video game?
Yeah, it's unheard of. It's just really bad, and you're just expected to care so much about this chick because she's blonde, and I guess she's hot. I don't know.
Who wrote this? BioWare?
Hey, look at her hair. You care about her, right? Okay,
she's
cool.
A woman.
She's British, and she talked to you.
She talked to
woman.
You like this, and it's like
she sounds
post-modern.
Like she's from London.
Man, man,
postmodernism.
Fuck! What were we talking about?
We were talking about LucasArts is no more.
Oh yeah. Well, I hate Star Wars. Like, it has about 5 hours of worthwhile content, in my opinion.
And what are those 5 hours, Gabe?
Episodes 4 and 5.
Oh.
Good stuff.
And then, like, everything else just kind of goes against the ideas that were created in those. Kind of like Darth Vader not being Space Jesus.
You hear that, Dylan? Gabe hates the Old Republic. Or, wait, the first one, KOTOR. That's what I mean.
That's fine.
Isn't KOTOR awesome?
I like it, but Gabe's only like 8 years old.
Yeah, Babby.
<That's true. laughs> I like it, but Gabe's like 2. What do I care?
He's a babby. Who cares?
That's and I prefer the second one, but well, whatever.
It's not like there's not like good stuff out there. It's just they kind of abandon all the ideas, not all of them, but a lot of the ideas that were created in
Metachlorians
4 and 5.
Shh.
We don't talk about those, okay?
Anakin's Immaculate Conception, or whatever it's called.
Is that like a band?
No! Anakin's mom got fucked by the Force!
Space Jesus.
The boy has an unusually high midichlorian count.
That's the name of this episode. Fucked by the Force.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I don't know about that one. We'll see how that flies.
My cervix walls have been painted with the Force. Oh, no!
Oh, there's no birth control that can handle the Force.
Oh, let's go.
Metachlorians force their way into the egg, fertilizing it.
Abandoned ship.
They're microscopic organisms.
Why would you say that? You mean semen?
Yeah, midichlorians are just how much semen you have in your body.
Are you listening, ladies?
Okay. Now, we got a question about this.
Yoda must have some big balls.
Okay. So, well, this is like the last big thing, but someone asked a question, so we'll just kind of work our way into questions now. Midae Stewart said, "What do you guys think about the next Xbox being always connected to the internet?"
It's a terrible,
terrible idea. I'm still not sure that's how it's going to end up either.
Yeah, like I think that's like a stupid idea, but Microsoft in no way can be that stupid to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's an awful, awful, terrible idea. I mean, look at Javi's internet. He can't stay online for more than 3 hours.
Yeah. I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
No. No one will tolerate it.
And beyond that, like, it's a rumor. There's like nothing concrete about this. Like, there have been like stories where people, like, just a random person will just email a gaming, like, news site and just say, "Hey, I work at Microsoft. This, just say I'm an anonymous source," and then they report on it, and then other people report on what they reported on, and it's just entirely false. So.
Sounds like Kotaku.
I actually started the always on rumor about 6 months ago.
You
had the emails,
asshole. No, but seriously, if it's true, I mean, people are already rebelling against always online games. That's not even the console yet.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Shit. But what didn't help was there was like a higher up at Microsoft that like tweeted something, and somebody tweeted
had like a bitch fit online.
Yeah. And somebody tweeted him about, like, this always online thing. And he's like, well, the guy who tweeted at this Microsoft employee said something along the lines of, well, there are people that live in, like, these rural areas that have crappy internet. Like, what are they supposed to do? And then, like, what happens if you live there? And the guy essentially said, why would I want to live there? And that was his answer to that. It was essentially just, like, deal with it, and you live in a shitty place.
Yeah. Which is the best way to handle things, really.
Yeah.
That's PR 101.
Yeah. Insult your consumer base.
Don't be a cock. And yeah.
You don't understand, Ryan. Dandy. They don't need those rural consumers.
No. None of them.
No.
It's like they can find a store anyway to buy it.
Right?
I'm in a rural area, and I don't need an Xbox. I wasn't planning on buying it anyways, but, you know, now you just kind of solidified the deal.
See? But so they lost nothing.
Thanks for being a cock.
At the end of the day, it's a rumor and nothing
more than that. It doesn't matter. So I wasn't planning on getting it anyways.
Just,
so.
before everybody jumps to conclusions, as we all like to do, because that's, let's face it, fun. You should just wait and see what it actually is, and then complain about it if it's real, when we know if it's real or not.
Does anybody else think that the PS4 is aggressive, like, hey, indie developers of all shapes and sizes, make something for our console? Do you think that they're, like, totally stepping on the Ouya's ground? Like,
possibly.
Like, you're making stuff for the Ouya, and it's like, it sounds like Sony would just be like, yeah, come on, come aboard, make something for us too. And it's like, oh, okay. And then the Ouya's just like, fuck, man. That was our shtick.
That thing's supposed to be on its way to me soon.
Yeah, but it's been getting pretty bad reviews early on.
Yeah, but it's also, like, early software, like, the software will be updated before its official release. I mean, it could end up still being terrible, but whatever. I mean, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
That thing's a shot in the dark. I mean, it's a lot of it's a homebrew console.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
You know what isn't a shot in the dark?
PS4? What? No.
Well, I was going to say Steam Greenlight.
No, that pretty much is a shot in the dark, because there's no way to really get known on there.
That's true.
So.
No, word of mouth has been really good for some of those games. I mean, look at Octodad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was lucky enough to, like, have someone like Cliffy B be like, hey, Octodad's
Cliffy
sweet,
B.
And everybody's like, what?
Cliffy B really helped spread that around.
You need a big name or someone with a lot of followers to just tweet about you, but like, what are the? It would be great if a big name tweeted about Game Over Nation, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like,
apparently, I met Cliffy B at PAX. I don't remember that. Harris tells me I did.
Were you
was
drunk?
Was it after we got the cab back to Rachel's place?
Yeah, there was this guy sitting off the curb, said he was Cliffy B.
He was right next to me at the Konami party. Like, literally, I could just touch him.
But, and I did.
Dude, that party sucked. It was like shoulder to shoulder and hot as hell, and you couldn't get a drink to save your life.
Oh, God, hot as hell in that kind of environment? I'd probably fucking kill myself.
It was awful. I could see, like, Freddie Wong at the other end of the bar, though. That was kind of cool. And poor Kojima was just sitting at a table in the corner with, like, a billion people all around him taking pictures and shit, and it was just, like, so loud. I was like, man, fuck this.
I'm out.
I just remember the IGN meet and greet at like PAX East I went to, where we all first met.
The one where I got really drunk and
maybe.
And I just sat at the bar with Ryan eating pizza.
Yeah, that night. Yep. And we got into the bar and like Chobot was just sitting down, like having a drink, and there's just this mob.
That was the most disgusting
thing.
There's
this mob of just man boys around her, and I'm just like, oh my god.
Like crowded around her. It was like really unsettling.
It's like borders, boundaries.
It made it really nice for me because me and Ryan were one of the few people at the bar.
Yeah, it made it easy to get drinks.
I really don't appreciate you guys judging me and my love for Chobot.
Javi was in the crowd.
I'm a man.
He brought scissors to get a lock.
You're a man.
Harris was there getting drunk on lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was Javi.
What?
He was getting drunk off Mike's hard lemonade.
No, Brian. Oh yeah, it was. But Brian kept like buying Harris lemonade
because Harris was. Because
Brian wanted to take him home.
And fuck him.
It's real subtle.
Well, speaking of Harris, he asks, who is your daddy and what does he do? And he mostly aims that at me because I really don't know what my dad does. His name's Dennis. He's a nice
guy.
He
probably kills people.
Maybe.
He's a cleaner.
He looks like Elrond from Lord of the Rings. So there you go. If you want to know my dad.
He probably works with Javi's dad. Javi's dad's a cleaner for the mob.
Well, my dad looks like Elrond minus the hair. He's got, like, short, gray hair.
No, I'm serious. Javi's dad, he kills people.
Yeah, Javi's dad looks like a mob boss.
No comment. Wait, so your dad looks like Hugo Weaving?
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe you'll meet him in the coming weeks. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh. I'll be like...
Dylan met my dad, sort of, on Friday.
Yeah, Steve Dad,
Steve
420.
Steve Dad 420.
Steve Dad 420 played some MechWarrior online with us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why wasn't I there for this?
Because we only had 4 slots.
Oh, dick.
What?
You didn't.
It was fun.
Yeah, you didn't invite me to stop fun.
Because you're too busy with League of Legends with Devin.
Yeah, so.
Devin is pretty handsome, though, so I'll give you that.
Yeah. He's my baby.
Devin doesn't like paninis and Mario Party because he just doesn't, he doesn't answer when I call him.
He Devin was at hates work. Freedom.
He was on a plane.
Sure.
I can vouch for that alibi.
Oh, okay.
Because he stopped playing League of Legends to go to work. And then your panini party happened. Speaking of the panini party, Justin Doss asked, how were the paninis?
Oh my god. This is incredible, dude. Fozzie bought a food processor. And so he went out and bought, like, basil and garlic and, like, these weird almond nut thingies. And he, like, made his own fucking pesto right there. And you could smell it. It was fresh and amazing. And then we spread it on our bread, lit up the panini maker. We put, like, all these different meats, like roast beef and turkey and all this shit. And then cheese on top of that. And then tomatoes. And you just close it down. Put butter on both sides on the outside of the bread. Stick it on the panini maker. Close it. And you wait for like 5-10 minutes, the thing's all crunchy and golden brown on both sides, and the cheese has melted into everything, and it's all pouring out the sides. Oh my god, it's fucking amazing.
I don't like pesto.
Dude, pesto's the shit.
I like vodka sauce.
Okay.
Justin also asked, do you guys use gaming headsets when playing games, and if so, which model and brand? I use
a literal like microphone with a stand, and it pisses Gabe and Harris off to no end.
Yeah, because
so much
echoes.
So that Harris is sending me his old headset.
Yeah, his old
just
Turtle
as planned.
Beach headset. Just as planned.
I use a dope ass onboard microphone with my laptop that just is connected to the top of the laptop screen, and it works great. Except for now, because it shorts out.
Well, we're talking about gaming headsets, not.
Yeah.
Microphone.
He said, what do we use for mics when we play games?
I said, what do you use for gaming headsets?
Yeah, Javi just uses his laptop and we just go through Skype.
Right now I'm using the like $15 Logitech headset you can buy at Best Buy, and it's pretty good.
I don't use anything for my consoles, but I use the Logitech G35 for both this podcast and just general gaming. It's got like the 7.1 surround, because I had nice speakers for my PC, but then I'm always on Skype with people when I play games, and they were going to complete waste because I couldn't really use them. They'd be too loud, and I'd need the headset. So I was like, well, I'll just get a nice headset that sounds really good. So, and this one is pretty sweet.
I don't like having headsets on my head. That's why I use the microphone with a stand.
I have the Astro A40s, and the microphone's fuck awful. If you remember back when, like, I first started on this podcast, like, I don't know, I think it was around, like, episode 50 or so, that was the mic I was using. And if you remember how terrible I sounded, that's why.
I remember when you broke those headphones.
Oh, no, that was the Logitech headset that I had for, like, 7 years, and I threw it on the floor because Javi beat me in NBA Jam, like, 7 times in a row.
I remember that.
Everyone heard the death of my old headset in the podcast because it just started exploding everyone's ears.
It sounded like you were just talking and all of a sudden...
Yeah, well, I started watching the waveforms and then I started noticing just these giant spikes. I couldn't hear it. Only y'all could hear it.
Yeah. But the Astro A40s, they sound awesome. Like, the audio quality is great. I don't think you need the mixer thing, that mix amp. It's pretty worthless now, because most things you can just plug your headset, or like a headphone jack right in, and that's all you need for this bad boy, so don't bother getting the mix amp thingy. Just get the A40s. There you go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Carlos Godina says, fighting games? So, from that, I'm going to say, what is your favorite fighting game?
Smash Brothers.
I'd probably go that route as well.
I'll say Smash Brothers and BlazBlue. Fuck Street Fighter.
You can choose two, and then Smash Brothers and Tekken.
Okay, fine, BlazBlue.
All right, Smash Tekken. Brothers and Soul Calibur 2.
Soul Calibur 2 is awesome.
And Super Street Fighter 4.
I don't know.
You guys are big pile of dicks, god damn it.
Oh, I did like Soul Calibur 2, though.
Marvel vs. Capcom. Mm.
Dylan loves Power Stone.
No, I did like X-Men vs. Street Fighter back in the day. That game was cool.
Why does Power Stone get
Power
so much
Stone's
love?
Cool, but Marvel, baby, is so much better.
Guys, nobody said PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale?
I wonder why, because it's a pile of shit. Is it free yet on PSN? Because I'm still not going to get it.
They added some, like, crazy
characters. I like how Dylan's, like, super binary, because it's not a pile of shit.
It's either fantastic or complete dildo.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
Oh, playing that game is just, like, treading through a lake of cocks, just, like, poking. No.
Some people like dildos, dude.
No, they're not. These are actual. But
how
penises.
Many people out there do you think like just being thrown into a lake full of them?
It's raining men. It's into like a this ball lake pit. That Dylan created.
It's like a ball pit, but with actual balls.
Oh, no.
Man, this. This podcast is... We said a lot of things.
It's okay. There's only one more question that I don't think we're going to answer right now, so it's okay. Steingallen asked, why is Bioshock's gameplay so boring? There's no puzzles, just shooting people and looting over and over again. And we're going to be doing a spoiler cast on the Bioshocks this week. Yeah. So
Bioshocks.
Tune in.
I don't know when you're planning to do it, Gabe, because...
Hey. I was planning to do it last week, and then no one showed up. And then...
Well, no one told me last week.
Sorry, Gabe, I didn't buy the game until, like, last week.
Yeah, and then you bought it, and I was like, oh, okay, we can get Dylan. And then Ryan had it, and I was like, oh, we can get Ryan. And then Javi's playthrough, or Javi, like, kind of watched the playthrough, so we can get Javi. And everyone's happy. And we're going to do it this week, for realsies.
I played through half of it.
Oh, okay.
And then I watched the rest.
I have opinions.
I do, too.
I'm just saying, I have to go out of town Wednesday.
Well,
you can have your computer then. Bring your laptop, maybe. Silly.
We'll discuss the logistics later. Remember when you used to like be so proactive that you'd bring your little tablet to Buffalo Wild Wings?
I can probably... The tablet might work better. The laptop is just a pain in the ass to carry.
Oh, wait, I forgot
why do you have it then? It's a fucking laptop for portability.
I forgot a question. Steven Peterson said,
like
suck a turd in hell? Am I doing questions right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's like a Dylan, like, style.
Yeah, that sounds very Dylan-y. So.
Come on and jam, and welcome to the... Oh, I said it backwards.
It's okay.
I quoted Dylan.
About what quotable part is it?
Playing PlayStation All-Stars is like getting thrown into a lake of cocks.
It's true.
Okay, that's all the questions. Though I feel like Hide Noise asked something. Did I miss something from like way long ago?
Probably like 4 years ago.
Yesterday.
He's like, I'm Hide Noise.
Oh no, he just tweeted at me earlier. Okay. Never mind, all done.
He had the audio podcast and the video podcast playing at the same time? Dude. Cool.
It's hardcore. Like video games in 3D!
It's like podcasts in 3D. What? Wait.
Wait, huh? Who? Who nothing. Hear the thing? At the door?
Don't wait, answer the door.
We got a Justin Doss question. I don't know if we answered this
I
last
answered.
Time. It's been the Luigi one?
Pretty sure.
Luigi.
Is the 3DS the best handheld in the world now that Luigi?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did answer that because we gave a whole list of why the 3DS is the best handheld right now.
Oh, okay.
Fire Emblem.
Which isn't saying
Luigi,
a lot, but...
Monster Hunter. Some other launch games that were good. That Mario game.
that one Mario game.
Donkey Kong Country coming to it.
Shit.
Not Castlevania, because that game sucks.
I tried to tell you.
What kind of lake is that one?
Oh, fuck. A lake of piss.
That's a good question. Would you rather swim in a lake of piss or a lake of cocks?
Piss, obviously.
Yeah, you can at least swim in that.
Can you imagine? It's like a ball pit, but it's penises.
Yeah.
Would they be, like, warm and stuff?
Throbbing.
Nothing good.
Hey, we got a new like on Gova.
Not anymore.
Hey, look at that.
Wait, Gova still exists?
Picture
the Facebook
does.
Page does.
Fucking, if you like our old stuff that's not available on the internet anymore. Hey, our reach has quadrupled. Now we've had 10 people reached. How did that even happen?
Like, we've done nothing on that.
April 2011 was the last thing we did. Oh, no, June 2011. Yep.
Wow.
Well, that's everything this week. I think someone's at the door, though.
Don't answer it.
We have to.
We have to.
It's cold outside.
It's cold. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to say that.
I'm actually surprised my power hasn't gone out. We've got winds up to like 60 right now.
Dude, it's going to be like 75 degrees tomorrow. It's gonna
oh, fuck
be crazy.
You. We have a chance for snow again. And like I said, the wind is reaching 60 miles an hour.
It's 70 right now at night.
So if you don't have a pine tree fall on your house.
Guys, if I end up in Oz tomorrow, I'm going to come back with, like, flying monkeys. And
are you going to be great and powerful?
Yes.
Are you going to break Mila Kunis's heart?
Are you going to be a shitty movie?
I'm going to break my...
That movie was
I don't know if that movie's shitty or not.
It was all
I'm right. not going to finish kinda... that because that's just going to continue the trend of this podcast being X-rated.
Well, I mean, it's about to end, so it doesn't really matter now.
Explicit rating. If people have stuck through this long.
Call me Mia Kunis.
McPenis?
No, I said call me Mia Kunis.
Mia?
Mia?
Mia? Is it Mia?
Mila,
I thought it was
Mila.
Mila.
It's Mila.
That's an argument for another day. Can we end this, please?
I can't pronounce your name, but...
Call
me.
Mila Kunis. So, she's been at the door for a long time now.
Housekeeping!
Oh, hey, hey, Lori, hey, how's it going?
We should really just start letting her in when we start.
We should probably, we should. Or, like, give her a key, give her a key
hallway,
or something.
Man.
Let her have a key. Ryan. We're not at that point in our relationship.
we got Lori Popsicle now on the doorstep.
Lori Popsicle! She got blown away.
Fuck! No!
Right,
get
Ryan,
back here!
Ryan, take us through the thing before.
Alright!
Oh,
hey, so if you need to find us, I can't imagine why at this point tonight.
Lori forgot Tono!
You can come to Facebook, or you can go to GameOverNation.com, find
Just us
on Facebook.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/GameOverNation. Give us a like if you're there, because we're quickly... Where are we at right now? Are we over 300 now? No, we're not yet.
No.
252.
254.
Yep. But our YouTube channel, let me tell you, unless we've lost some, we're at 525, so we'll find out.
Speaking of YouTube, it's youtube.com/Game0VERNation. You can find us on the Twitter, at GameOverNation. I am at Airstrike Rhino. Javi is at Javi G0N. Gabe is at Rabid Wombat 9, and Dylan is at Dylanosaurus. Other than that, I guess that's it. Like, that's all the places. Go subscribe on iTunes or something. Yeah, do that.
Yeah, do all those things.
Is our iTunes feed still working? Has anyone checked?
We're on iTunes.
Oh shit! I forgot about that.
Yeah, I sent y'all that email about what we might have to update to make sure.
Yeah, nobody. Did anything.
Are we on the Zoom marketplace?
I don't have any power to do anything.
Ryan set it up, man. You should be the guy that knows what to do.
Does Zoom marketplace still exist?
I don't know. We spent so long asking if we were on the Zoom marketplace, I gotta ask.
Is this real life?
I doubt this is on the Zoom marketplace, but I doubt people are on the Zoom marketplace as well. So.
Our podcast was on the Zoom marketplace. I just don't know if that's
Well, we were the one podcast there.
Alright, so that's going to do it for episode 84 of Game Over Nation. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned, because an After the Fact is on its way this week.
We swear.
Huh?
I said we swear.
With swear.
Yeah, I swear. I swear.
Swag.
Swag. It's going to be a good one. A lot of you guys are going to be like, well, I remember that game. So stay tuned. All right. Goodbye.
Later.